All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And it's time now to visit in one-on-one with the pro. And our pro today is Brett Harsh. And he is here with us from Bartlesville Health and Rehab today. And a good morning there, young man. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Well, congratulations, first of all, because you just had a recent blood drive. And because it's kind of limited, I understand that you could only fill 29 slots, and all 29 were full. People were ready to give. That's pretty good.
That's right. We had 29 spots, and they filled up within about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And we last Tuesday, we got it done, and they took 16 donations, and that's over half. And they said that's really pretty good numbers on that they're able to accept that many. So it was good.
Well, I understand that you have another one coming up because it's going to be built kind of on the success of this one. What do we have?
That's right. I think we're going to host another one on Tuesday, December 29th. I think we're going to make it a little bit more open to the public if we can and get some more people in there. I'm going to discuss with them to see if they can get us more than at least get up above 30. It'll all have to do with the regulations with COVID and everything else going on, but hopefully we can get more people signed up. So,
isn't that why we only had 29 this time, was because of COVID?
That was part of it. They usually can allow, I think they told me, about 35, but with everything that's going on, they're having to do it in 15-minute increments, and the only people that they actually allow on the bus are the people donating at that time, so they can't get too crowded in there, and that's kind of why they're trying to keep it spread out a little bit more.
Oh, my goodness sakes. We got some great news, Brett, and now Bartlesville Health and Rehab, of course, with the COVID going on, been locked down tighter than a drum, but things are starting to happen. What's going on?
That's right. So we are we're still COVID-free. We've been COVID-free since the middle of May, and we're in phase three right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we are allowing people inside to visit. They have to get screened. They have to wear their PPE, but it's just some safety precautions we have to take, and I think most of them say it's worth it because they're able to actually get inside and see their loved ones, so it's been good.
And boy, I got to tell you, that's going to warm the hearts of a lot of people. You know, inside and out. Oh, man. Now, we'd like to say that the residents have a little bit more freedom these days because of this phase three that we're in, right?
That's right. So we still are social distancing. We're making sure to follow all the rules and regulations, mm-hmm. and things. But they have been able to get out of the rooms. They've been doing a good job of being able to social distance and still have a good time. We have events going on that we can let them do some bingo and some sitter size and get up and get active. So that's been good. And we also have happy hour for them once a month, which is they enjoy that. So that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, you got to take a look at, you know, folks are social creatures. And after kind of being locked down with the situation that we've had, it's got to be just like a breath of fresh air. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, how you doing, neighbor? You know, you're getting around and you're seeing your friends and some folks that maybe you've not met before. And it's got to be a great feeling. I can only imagine how the residents feel.
Yeah, it's been really good and exciting. It's seeing some more smiles on people's faces. It's been really nice and refreshing. It's kind of, you know, a little bit of touch of normalcy, a little bit being able to get out and do some things. So it's been really good.
And we're talking with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Now, I understand that we're getting some better rooms, and they're also got some availabilities, which is something that's been kind of hard to squeeze in.
That's right. We still have rooms available. We still have some independent living apartments available too. Still going for $850 a month. Pretty good prices. We have a price cut. And all, like I said last time I was on, our apartments are all remodeled, looked really good. So the residents are really loving those too, the ones that live in it. So mm-hmm. It's been good.
Sweet. Now, what's your website address for the folks who maybe want to take a look at this?
So our website is BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, or you can just go to the Google tab and type us in, and then you click on the website tab. It'll take it right to you.
Okay. Now, are folks able now with this new phase three, are they able to make appointments to maybe look around on premises before making their choice?
So sometimes if they have a loved one that may be interested in getting an apartment, they can set up a meeting. Okay. But for right now, it kind of just all depends. It depends on the situation. So
and the situation can change daily.
That's right. So new numbers are coming out every week. So it really kind of just depends on the CDC numbers and everything. And that's it's tough, but we're hanging in there.
Well, I understand that now you're testing twice a week now, correct?
That's right. So with the numbers of the positive cases in Oklahoma, we have been required to test employees twice a week, and which it is tough. It's kind of a hassle, but the employees, they've been really good about coming in and getting their testing done. They've been really compliant and everything, so it's been going pretty well.
Now, everybody seems to be kind of moving in a real positive direction. You can kind of feel it. You talk to some of the folks who work there, they're going, golly, finally. You know, it's starting to feel a little bit like normal. But, of course, everyone's being super, super cautious. But, you have to be.
That's right. Like I said, it just getting a little bit of touch of a normalcy, I think it's really starting to help lift some spirits of employees and residents, really both. It was a really tough time, and they went through a lot. So it's good to see some smiling faces and get back to doing some things they enjoy.
Now, Brett, the last time you were here, we were talking about some of the cosmetic improvements to Bartlesville Health and Rehab. How's that patio thing coming along?
That patio is awesome. So, we've already had a lot of compliments on that. We did get it done. It's finished now.
Oh, good.
There's several benches and chairs outside, so when it's nice, the residents can go outside and really enjoy that. We got some potted flowers that's been placed out there too to kind of spruce it up a little bit. And it's built completely around a tree, so it looks pretty good.
Well, if our forecast holds true, they're going to get a pretty good little workout there on the patio. It's going to be in the mid-80s and maybe even some upper 80s at times throughout this week. We're not too windy, and just really be nice to go out and get some fresh air, and what a relief that's going to be.
Yeah, they're really going to enjoy that. I think they see some of that weather forecast. They're going to be excited because they're going to get to utilize it some more before it gets too cold.
Now, you got something for the kiddos here in the Bartlesville area. And when I mean area, we're talking Dewey, Copan, anybody who can come, I guess. What is this thing you got coming up on Friday, October 30th?
We're hosting a trunk or treat, and it's going to be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on a Friday evening, the night before Halloween. We're having some employees that are signing up in twos, groups of twos, and we're kind of dressing up, going to have some fun and be able to pass out some candy, hopefully, from the trunks and backs of vehicles. So, and
we'll safely.
That's right. We'll be doing it in the parking lot, and we'll be able to still follow some guidelines, but with everything going on right now, I think it'll be really cool to do that and see some people get out and have some fun, kind of like normal. So
now, I know some of the people that work there. They got a sense of humor, and I imagine that there might be a few rascals involved in this.
Yeah,
and there could really be some fun little, you know, innocent shenanigans going on with this. So you're going to have to just bring the family and see for yourself.
That's right. There's a few people that work there that are kind of ornery. So they'll especially around Halloween.
All in good fun.
They're probably going to try to scare some employees and things. So it's going to be a good time.
Great. Now, tell us a little bit about the house in-house therapy. What kind of different types of therapies do you have going on there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab?
So our therapy team, we actually offer some speech, physical, and occupational therapy. We have three different therapists that handle kind of each department. They do a great job of helping people get back, whether they're long-term or short-term. The average stay is about 28 to 30 days for people that are short-term. They can get in and get their therapy done and then be able to go home, which is good. Or, I mean, it's offered to people that, you know, that are long-term. It just might help them get around easier and make them feel better. So they do a great job in what they do, and they really help out the residents, and it's nice.
You know, you'll never see a bigger positive on your face than you will on the face of someone who has successfully gone through rehabilitation, whether it's physical or occupational, or they're speaking better, like after having maybe a stroke or something.
That's
like
right.
That.
The speech therapy is real important. You know, for people that have that stroke, unfortunately, and you know, it's tough. It's tough to get through that. So when they do graduate from therapy, it's a big deal.
We
like to celebrate it and occasionally get their picture and information, put it on Facebook, and just kind of give them a shout out. Because anytime you can complete something like that, it should be celebrated. It's really cool to see, you know, people fight and get through that.
It is one of those things. It's a kind of a test of your will. And of course, the professionals they can show you how to do it. They can show you how to do it, but that individual will surprise you every time.
That's right. That's right. They get in there and they work hard. I've been in there and I've witnessed it. You know, it is hard work, but they do a great job of really having fun with it also. So it's not, you know, it's not just, you know, not being fuddy-duddies about it. So they're having a good time while they do it, and they're getting better at the same time. And if you can mix those two, your therapy usually goes a lot smoother, and that's, they really do a great job with that. So it's good to see.
Oh, that is really wonderful. And it almost seems like there's a little bit of progress every day, you know, and sometimes it's not, but 99 times out of 100, that client is going to see some daily progress, and it kind of gets that energy going. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to hit another mark. Tomorrow I'm going to hit another mark. And, you know, it's good not only for the body, but it's also good for the heart and the spirit and the mental, positive mental outlook. So you guys kind of work a little miracle there.
That's right. That's right. They do a good job. It's tough. Like you said, the mental part of it's sometimes tougher. Mm-hmm. You know, than the physical part, just being able to convince yourself you can complete it, and you've got to have that confidence you can get through it. So it's good to see them instill that confidence in them, because most of the time, if you can get it beat mentally, then the physical part comes pretty easy. It's just all about dedication and getting in there and getting it done, and that's really big. That's really big, because like you said, you see that first step of progress, and then you kind of start convincing yourself that maybe it is possible. And you can get through it, and you know, with some help, and they're there cheering them on the whole way. So it's been good.
Just remember, there's nothing more strong-willed than an Okie.
That's right. That's right.
Found that out. That's for sure. We're talking with Brett Harsh, and he's with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Where can we find you? It's really easy for me because I have to go by there an awful lot these days.
That's right. So we are considered the facility that is north of the hospital. Mm-hmm. We are found at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. Mm-hmm. That's 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. Or you can reach us by phone at 918-333-9545.
All righty. And do you have an email in case somebody says, hey, Brett, heard you on the radio. What was that? You're talking about apartments?
Yeah, I do have an email. You can contact me if you have any questions about any rooms or any apartments available. My email is Brett@bhrcmail.com. That's Brett, Brett, at bhrcmail.com. So if you have any questions, you can either call up and ask for me, or you can shoot me a quick email and we can get something set up.
One thing really great about Bartlesville Health and Rehab, you know, along with everything we've already mentioned, family owned, family operated right here in Bartlesville. When we say Bartlesville, we're not just throwing a name up there. The owners live here.
That's right. That's right. They've been here. You know, operating same business, same company for about 25 years. Mm-hmm. So it's really good. That's another thing we talked about last time. That's important for some people. That family owned.
A lot of people.
And it is family owned atmosphere. I mean, not just living there, but working there too. That's why it's really good, because we are like a family. Mm-hmm. Residents, employees, everybody. We truly care about each other. So it's really cool.
And sometimes, you know, I'm not downgrading anybody or anything here. But sometimes when you get a big corporation involved, there's that tendency to wonder, you know, am I a number, or am I Al, or am I Mary?
That's right. So you're absolutely right. You know, you get into big corporations, and it is tough because they may have their numbers may be bigger, so they don't individually or specifically know somebody. But it really, that has more of the feeling of being a number and a statistic than a family member. And we really strive to try to make everybody feel at home and help out in any way we can, so they're as comfortable as possible.
You'll never know what kind of a comfort that is, folks. You really won't. Brett Harsh has been our guest so far right here on our Community Connection here, one-on-one with the pro. And he is from Bartlesville Health and Rehab right here in Bartlesville, just north of the hospital. And if folks didn't get that phone number, again, I think we should probably put that out there, as well as your email address.
That's right. So we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital. You can reach us by phone call at 918-333-9545. 918-333-9545. And my email is Brett@bhrcmail.com.
And don't forget, fun for the kids coming up right around trick or treat. Let's remind them of that.
That's right. Friday night, October 30th from 6:30 to 8, we'll be hosting our trunk or treat. Excuse me. So it should be a good time. You should come out.
All righty, bring the kids. And we're working on another blood drive, looks like somewhere between Christmas and New Year.
That's right. We're looking to get set up to host another blood drive on Tuesday, December 29th.
great. Hey, Brett, as always, it's great having you in studio. Look forward to having you here in about a week or two and getting an update here. So congratulations, first of all, on going into phase three with visitation and all, and reminding us of some of the fun things that are going to be coming up.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
Right now, it's 9:45.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.